source of their being. He adverts to that fact in the plays themselves. Richard III declares that 1,000 hearts are great within my bosom. And in Richard II, Omer cries out, I have 1,000 spirits in one breast. In the same play, the king himself reveals that play I in one person, many people. It is an odd but insistent emphasis. As Hazlitt said of Shakespeare, he had only to think of anything in order to become that thing, with all the circumstances belonging to it. He had a preternaturally sensitive imagination which could clothe itself in the being of another. This gift or capacity expresses itself in terms of another insistent Shakespearean theme. I am not what I am. Who is it that can tell me who I am? Since there is an element of Shakespeare in all the myriad heroes and heroines of his plays, they must also remain fundamentally mysterious. They are not governed by rational choices. Their logic is always the logic of intuition and of dream. Their dilemma often concerns the role that they must play and the part they must assume in the world. It is the secret of his heroines. His characters are witty and cryptic and whimsical. They are sometimes inscrutable and more than a little fantastical. As Ophelia remarks to her father of Hamlet's behaviour, I do not know, my lord, what I should think. They partake of their maker. That is also why Shakespeare's characters still seem